This is Roma, and I am inviting you to check out That Broke Pinay Podcast, ang financial podcast ng babaeng gastadora at walang kaalam-alam sa pagmamanage ng pera. This is for every Filipino na ayaw umamin na gastador sila. So aaminin ko na, follow nyo na lang yung show ko, pwede ba yun? That Broke Pinay Podcast, now available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts at soon sa inyong mga suking tindahan. Subscribe now! It's Wednesday and you know what that means. Another episode mula sa paborito niyong financial podcast in town. Bawal ang judgmental because we're here to learn and be better with our finances. Today, I have my boodle buddy, ang isa sa mga enablers sa podcast community. Welcome to the show, Tatay Jeric Defante! Yay!
Yes! hindi ko in-expect yung enabler. Sa mga nakikinig po, hindi po ito political podcast, mga kapuso.
hindi yun talaga yung word eh. Enabler talaga kasi hindi kanya pipigilan. Actually, magre-recommenda pa siya.
Nandadamay po ako.
Yeah, kasi parang he's also trying to convince himself na yes, this is a good choice.
Validation.
Yeah. Which leads us, si Jeric ang perfect guest today because ang pag-uusapan natin is all about budol. Budol ba?
That's yun. Yeah. Favorite ka yan eh. Favorite word.
Or in other words, how do you prepare when you are planning to buy big ticket items? Ibig sabihin, hindi ito yung mga 1,000 plus or, you know, below 5,000, I think. So, yun talaga yung mga tipong...
Below 5,000 pesos ba to? Pesos,
pesos. Pesos, pesos, oh, pesos.
Ah, kasi dollars yung ano. Kaya ako dollars. Kaya manin. Okay.
Iba si Tito.
International listeners natin, so kailangan alam natin yung currency.
Oo.
Pesos lang po, pesos.
Pesos, pesos. Pero wait lang, tatanong ko pa ba yung favorite question ko? Parang alam na natin ang sagot. Eh, sige na nga, sige, itanong ko na. Jeric, are you a spender or a saver?
Okay, let me explain this evolution.
Explanation agad.
Before I was a, prior to marriage, I was a saver. Tapos ngayong nasa in the context of marriage na kami, ako na yung spender, let's say.
Talaga?
Probis wise.
So ano, wait lang. So na-convince ka ni Apple to be a spender, ganun ba yun?
Both of us are savers kasi prior to our marriage. And then siguro, alam mo yung pag sobrang diet ka. Yung tipong sobrang diet ka for so long. And then may nag-trigger sa yung pagkain. Yun na. Kalimutan mo na yung diet.
What is diet? Parang ganun. So wait.
No, right now I'm more of a spender, let's say.
Mm. Pero si Apple is still a saver.
Yeah, she is. She's the one kind of controlling me. Controlling in a way parang to balance things out.
To remind you na, hindi ka laban ng pera, wag ubusin. Ganyan.
True.
Oo. Pero when you said that when you were single, you are a saver. Are you the breadwinner sa family mo?
Breadwinner, I don't think I can be classified as that kasi naman yung parents namin were not really obliging us na magpadala, something like that. So what happened was when my sister came here in the UAE, dito sa Dubai, ako yung nag-provide sa kanya initially.
Mm.
So siguro in a way that is something na syempre panganay ako. She was still finding her footing dito sa UAE. I was the one supporting her pero providing for the family back home. I don't kasi meron pa rin sila mama, she's still working, she owns a school, tapos my father is still working as a seaman, so we were not really obliged to provide, so in that context.
Pero you already know how to handle your money kasi mostly, di ba, it's a very common story kasi ng mga OFW na the reason why they're out of the country, they're working, is because they wanna, kasi I want to provide for my family, ganyan-ganyan, di ba? So therefore, you're earning not for yourself, but for your family. But in your case, you're earning just for yourself. And
initially, yes.
Kumbaga, tinataguyod mo yung sarili mo. Which is basically, I think that's what it's supposed to be, di ba? Talagang...
Para kailangan may pan-date na ako, parang gano'n. Hindi na ako hihingi sa magulang ko. Siguro yung bare minimum. Oh. And when I started here kasi, I started with debt. So, nag-accumulate ako ng debt because I had no job for 9 months. That's the difficulty of that. So, I went here, duguan sa puso and both sa aking ego back in the Philippines kasi I was coming from, nag-fail ako ng board exam twice. Mm. Oo, so, parang this was my escape na, no, I just want to start all over again. Let's go to the UAE. Then, when I went here with my cousins, hindi pala ganun kadali. Hindi rin ako nagkatrabaho. So, 9 months akong kung ano-ano lang, kung ano-ano pinasok kong trabaho.
Puro sideline. Maliban
sa pagsasayaw. Parang hindi qualified eh. So, tinry ko mag-audition pero hindi ako tinanggap. So,
natawa
anyway.
Ako. Sorry. Yung mukha ko parang talaga. Tapos biglang sayaw. Okay, sige.
Pasado kasi yung ano ko. Pasado yung facial requirement ko dahil wala naman ako masyadong ano talaga makine. So, kaso yung moves hindi pasok eh. So, I had to do a lot of part-time jobs just to survive in a way. Tapos yun, nag-accumulate ako ng debt. Siyempre, hindi ko binabayaran yung bahay for quite a while. Yung mga cousins ko yung nag-bear nun. So yun, first year of my working was to repay that.
After nun, nakahanap ka na ng job. And then you started, you know, working on the debts. Naayos mo na.
Mm.
So, how was your relationship with money? When you started living on your own?
Yon, yun naman ang nangyayari because I was down to nothing. I was actually open to learning more. Bago pa to lumipad ako sa UAE. So I was actually attending seminars na financial seminars that I haven't attended before. My mind was open. I still remember back then. I was about to go for the second board exam. But I wasn't feeling it. Parang I don't want to do this again.
Wait lang, anong board exam ba ito? Engineering, accounting?
Electronics engineering.
Oh.
So I'm like, I don't feel doing it. I don't feel practicing. Kasi I was already working, but I resigned from work just to focus on the review. And there was a seminar by Brother Bo Sanchez. How to make millions in the stock market, I think something like that. Or how my millionaire made something like that about stock market investing. So I attended not to learn about finances, but to talk to him.
Ibang
I wanted to talk to him. Yes. O gusto kong may pakay ako na manghingi ng life advice. So, I went to the seminar, but my mind was open because dun sa seminar, it was really about personal finance. And then at the end of the seminar, the cheapest book that I can buy so that I can talk to him is that my maid invests in the stock market. Yun yung title ng book. It was like a small pamphlet, 50 pesos I think back then. So, sabi ko, ito lang yung pera ko, no? So, sige, bilhin ko lang to. Ako yung huli sa linya. Kasi nagbo-book signing. And then when I approached Brother Bo, I had to ask him, Brother Bo, can I ask you a question? I mean, sure. I'm about to take the board exam in a month's time, but I don't feel like this is what I'm called to do. What should I do? Sabi niya, akala ko bibigyan niya ng advice. Ang sabi lang niya sa akin, you have to listen to God's word. Tapos sabi niya, pinasa rin kay Lord. Tapos sabi niya, but since it's a month's time na lang, better just take it and then you take it from there kasi nandun na eh, lapit na eh. So ayun, sabi ko na medyo na frustrate ako, sabi ko paano naman yun, bayad pa ako ng seminar, tapos alam mo yun.
Pero wait,
hindi ko rin
ibig sabihin
yung
hindi yun yung gusto mong marinig.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people ask for advice just for validation.
Yes,
diba?
I
kaya
agree,
maraming mga maraming professional guru pero sa totoo lang, kung ano lang yung gusto mo marinig, yun lang naman sinasabi nila. So, sasabihin mo sa kanila, ay, expert pala to. Ang galing mag-advise sa totoo lang. Sinabi lang nila yung gusto mo marinig. So, yung ano, on my way back to Laguna, that book, I finished that book. My maid invest in the stock. It's a very small book. And that opened my eyes to investing. And said, I said na, magkatrabaho ako, mag-i-invest agad ako. So, it took me a year or two kasi 2010 yun. 2011 na ako nagka-work eh.
Oh, and then lumipad ka ngayon sa UAE.
Lumipad ako ngayon, nagbayad ng utang. So 2012, I was already investing.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes.
So ginamit mo na yung natutunan mo from the book after 2 years.
Yes. Yeah. So in a way, I had a lot of delayed gratification. Kasi nga, naranasan ko din down to nothing ako to the last na bawat makuha ko sa part-time ko, I was really saving up for it that I would use it. Kasi minsan wala akong trabaho the next week. So I have to cover up for my expenses. Doon ako natuto talaga as in to the dot. Which of course, nung nakasal na ako, parang na-relax na ako. Parang, yeah! Tumaas na yung network ko. Sige na. Pwede na.
Ang hirap kasi nung ano, di ba? May kita ka ngayon. This was also, ano, we talked about this in a previous episode na especially for freelancers. Ang hirap kasi nung ang dami mong pera ngayon or next, this month. Tapos the following week, hindi mo alam kung kakain ka o hindi. Di ba? Syempre, hindi naman, pwedeng ganun. And you really have to be... Ano ba? Self-control is a very big factor when it comes to your finances, especially kung hindi nga regular yung kita. Pag OFW ka naman, kahit sabihin mong regular ang kita mo, hindi, kumbaga, anytime pwede kang, alam mo yun, umuwi eh.
So, usually may lifestyle, ano pa yan, pagka nagkaroon na ng sweldo, na-promote, sumasabay din lifestyle. So actually, wala rin difference. So yun yung mga nakita ko rin trap kasi when I entered the workforce, dito sa UAE, I was in retail. I was a salesman. That was my first job. And I was talking to people dun sa shop floor, mga kabayan and other staff, how long have been they working? So yung iba dun, more than 5 years, 8 years, more than 10 years, na nasa floor, nakatayo.
Diba?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but when I asked them, the usual consensus is I have no choice but to stay here. So hanggat kaya kong tumayo, magdamag. Kasi ang tayuan namin, 12 hours talaga. Yun talaga yung nakita ko na ayoko, kailangan, I have to do something about this. At the same time, may plano ako na bawat customer makakausap ko, in a way, I will try to find opportunities na parang may opening ba siya? Pwede mo naman ako ma-refer kabayan. So ganun din yung bayad.
May nakapag-refer naman sa'yo?
Fortunately, wala. So walang pinatunguhan yung mga plano ko. Pero what's good about it is, in less than a year, I was able to go to the back office kasi nagkaroon ng internal opening. So that was my point then, na I have to just look for a good company that I can grow in kahit na magsimula ako sa bottom.
That's a very good, that's a good mindset. Na parang kahit ano, basta you're open to opportunities, sabi mo nga kanina, your mind is open to learn and try new things. Kasi, wala namang mawawala eh. Diba?
No, wala na rin ako eh. Tsaka ibig sabihin, walang wala na rin ako noon eh. Diba? Wala na talaga, as in, desperado na lang ako. No, na I still remember my company, they called me months prior to being hired and they asked me about my salary expectation. So I said like,
My
salary expectation, I said 5,000 dirhams. So that's times 13. That's around, 65,000, let's say, pesos. And then they said, okay, we'll get back to you. They never got back to me.
So the next time,
ewan ko, siguro. Tapos after a few months, they called again. And para may bago na silang headhunter siguro or HR. And then they called me. What's my salary expectation? Sabi ko, actually, you guys called me before. Sir, naisip ko sa isip ko, bababaan ko na lang to. 2,000 dirhams. mga ano lang yun. Mga 30,000, 25,000. So in the grand scheme of things kasi parang bare, ano yun, masyadong mababa yun for that particular. Tapos sabi nung HR nga daw namin na nag-hire sa akin, grabe tong batang to eh. Tapos naman sa college, tapos 2,000. Anong ginagawa nito sa Dubai? Pwede naman niyang kitaan yun sa Pilipinas. Parang ganon. But yeah, that was my entry point and I was able to land the job. Kasi nga na-intriga sila ba't ang baba doon expectation ko.
Sabi niya, siguro hindi nito kailangan ng trabaho. Parang yan.
Sabi, siguro hirap na hirap na to sa buhay. Wala na makain.
Nag-uubos ng oras kahit ano na lang. Parang ganun. Pero I mean, that's a good thing pa rin. I mean, it opened doors for you. It opened opportunities for you to be in a better position in the company. So same company din ito.
Same. Yeah, I'm turning 10 years next month. But syempre, of course, sa mga nakikinig ngayon, especially sa mga OF nating kababayan, of course, we don't want to do that route, di ba? Kaya tayo bumababa yung market value natin because we try to compete at the bottom. So I think it's just a matter. For me kasi, I was an engineer but I'm applying for a sales job. It was a complete reset. So that's my mindset also na I don't know my market value in terms of selling stuff. So, you know, if it's an IT job, I can gauge. Pero
you can ask for
mag-start,
more.
Since mag-start ako sa bottom na hindi ko alam yung field, hindi ako pwede mag-demand. Parang ganun yung mindset ko.
you mentioned earlier na marami kang delayed gratification, di ba? Sabi yeah, mo. No. Which is one of the, ano, I think one of the common things na sinasabi, hindi naman ng mga previous guest ko, hindi lang sa delayed gratification, but alam mo yung na-deprive ka kasi minsan gusto-gusto mo, wala kang pambili. Or gusto mong bilhin, ayaw ng nanay mo. Yung mga ganon. Maraming hadlang.
Mga past, ano, may tawag kami dyan eh. Unfulfilled vows. May mga vows ka nung bata ka na pag talaga ako nagkatrabaho, bibili ako maraming polo kasi itong nanay ko, once a year lang ako binibili ng bagong polo.
Yeah, yung
so it
ganun.
Carries over.
Totoo. You don't forget it, diba? Because you plan, you really want to fulfill that. I love that ano word, vow, unfulfilled vows.
Unspoken vows din pala yun. Unspoken vows. Parang hindi mo sinasabi na hindi mo siya nilalagyan ng words behind it, but you have it in you na, no, I will never do this to my kids.
Yes.
I will buy them whatever they want.
Totoo yan. Ngayon, I want to know, Jeric, what were your major purchases in the past? Siguro mga 1 to 2 years. Very recent ito.
I think one of my major, ito nga, kasi when started podcasting, it was the first time that I had to have something that I can be passionate about. Natutuwa ako sa mga mics, natutuwa ako sa how we can sound better, how we can look better. Dati kasi wala akong ganung hobby. And then it was a shared activity between Apple and I. And so, though 1 year pa lang kasi yung podcast namin. So, yeah, it's on the podcast that I have a lot of purchases. Let's say major in my category. Baka sa iba hindi major yun, pero in my category, yes, it's a major for me.
So ano nga yung purchase na yun?
Ayun nga, una mics. The very first time I bought a mic, I was so clueless. I bought an Audio Technica 2100 from the States pa kasi wala dito nun eh. Last year. So, shinip pa siya from Amazon. So, I think I paid around, parang I paid 600, which is actually a price of a very good mic
what?
Already.
600
dirhams. So, 600 dirhams. That's around 8,400 pesos for a USB mic.
In fairness,
parang namamahalan ako.
Yeah.
So, tapos nalaman ko, $63 lang yung pinaka. Later on, when I knew about it, 226 dirhams lang pala yung mic.
Hello?
So, 200, I could have bought two already. I was hyped. Yeah. So,
unang
that was
mo
one.
Na hindi masyadong worth it.
Well, in a way, parang I took it as a lesson. So whenever people ask me, I will tell them this and that. You have to research well. And meron naman ang concept na if you're using it, even if it's expensive, it becomes cheap. As long as you're
saan
using it regularly.
Saan tayo nakakasundo eh? Kaya hindi ako makapalag kanina dun sa ano eh. Sa presyo ng mic mo. Kasi USB mic ko na unang-una, mahal eh.
Diba? Pero kung gagamitin mo naman, so we used it for a year, diba? For almost a year. And we still use it until today. If ever, kung walang pandemic, yun yung guest mic namin eh. So, it was a lesson for me to really research well and not just to buy whatever needs to be bought. Because a YouTuber said it. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, nag-upgrade na. So, una USB mic. And then sabi ni Apple, kasi before the podcast was just supposed to be about her. Siya lang.
That's the original plan.
That's original plan. And then, she wasn't starting it. So, parang September ko pa binili yun of 2019. September pa. Di pa rin siya nag-start. So, sabi ko, baka kaya mo mag-start. Yun pala, kailangan niya ng push. Kailangan daw niya ako or kailangan niya yung batuhan namin. Kasi very, very shy to si Apple before. So, nung nag-start na kami, sabi ko, sige, bibili ulit ako ng mic. Ayun. So, bumili ulit ako ng second set. Medyo natuto na ako doon. Tapos yung mga boom arms pala, magkaroon lang para 20 dirhams. Yung mga chipipay na ganito. So, that was then. And then sabi ko, oops, we cannot do a podcast na USB lang. Kasi the original concept of it was we're gonna record in a car. So, then comes the next purchase naman, which is a Zoom H6 portable recorder. Kasi
na kailangan na XLR.
Yan na, and XLR. So, may XLR naman yung mic ng ATR2100. But yun nga, we needed an interface for that, which is the Zoom H6. So, brand new-wise, yun yung dalawang brand new na binili ko. For the podcast. Pero medyo namahala na ako. No? Kasi 1,000 dirhams, parang 15,000 pesos na yung ano eh. Yung Zoom H6. Pero sabi ko, sige, we'll work on this.
Mm-hmm.
And then sabi ko, hindi ko marinig ng tama, kailangan ko na studio monitor.
Ayan na.
So, ito and na, the rest umpisa. Is history. Oo. Kumbaga, ibig sabihin, umpisa na. But then I came to a conclusion na, in this market that we're in Dubai, there are a lot of people who are just selling stuff without using it for a while. Kasi nga, expat community to. So, the second-hand market is actually a win for the buyer. So, parang yun na yung huli ko. Ito na, yung earphones na, yung studio monitors na yung huli. And then the rest, I was able to learn how to find good bargains.
Okay, I'll stop you there. Kasi ito na yung next question ko. Ang tanong ko naman is, bilang nga mahilig ka, di ba? Parang ang bilis mong convince eh. Na parang di ko marinig.
Di na. Mukha lang.
di ko marinig ng tama. Makabili nga ako ng studio monitor. Tapos guys, just in case.
Huwag ka naka-Bayer dynamic ka na. Alam ko, makatawa. Tapos yung techie side ko, di ba engineering kasi ako?
Yes.
I took up engineering because I was into tech, my fascination.
Yes.
On the characteristics. So, yun, anyway.
Technology in general. So, yun nga. So, bilang ang dami mo nang na-discover, kasi it's a black hole, to be honest, di ba? I think in anywhere naman eh. For example, beauty, makeup, di ba? You have a black hole for beauty, makeup, skincare. You also have a black hole for fashion. And for us, if you have a podcast show or podcaster kayo katulad namin, ito ang black hole ng podcasters, yung mga technology na ginagawa. Because technology na ginagamit nyo because you want your program or your show to sound good. Kumbaga at par sa international podcast shows, di ba?
Yeah. Kasi syempre, entry level namin is just audio. I mean, not recently lang naman nagkaroon ng video because of the pandemic and stuff. But first and foremost, talagang audio yung podcast. So, yun din yung pag-decide namin ni Apple na if we gonna do it, we have to do it good.
You have to do it right.
Who are we? Sino ba kami, di ba? So, we really invested at the very beginning. Pero that, yung in-invest naman namin, hindi naman malaki in the beginning, in our context. Because, yun nga, ginagamit naman namin lagi-lagi. And you can start cheaper. Hindi lang kasi ako nag-research well in the beginning. But right now, with a lot of communities, Podcast PH, you can ask people or even in YouTube, what are the things that you can start with?
Yes. So true. Pero ngayon, ang tatanong ko sa iyo, Jeric, how do you usually prepare? Bilang sabi mo, natutunan ka na ng lesson mo. So after you made those mistakes before na, hindi ka nagtingin, whatever, nag-come up ka ba ng process? Ano ba yung mga kinoconsider mo when you want to buy something? Ano yung preparations mo? Preparations?
Actually, I was,
Olympics?
Yeah, I was almost scammed last month because I was so hyped about a certain gear. Because it was so cheap to the point that I kind of set aside all the logic behind it. Diba? If it's too good to be true, you know, concept ko, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Pero I was so hyped. So one of the process that I've learned is to actually have someone that you can be accountable with, which is my wife. I discuss things with her. If we reach a certain level, for example, 500 and above, we have to talk about it. So ngayon, kung 500 and above yung bibiling ko, ini-installment ko para hindi namin pag-usapan.
Ang seryoso ko nakikinig.
It's important kasi sometimes you're so invested into something emotionally that you don't really discern well because you just wanna have it. So, nakakatulong if you have someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I talk to someone, a friend, si Apple, then we're like, di ka ba natakot? Baka scam yan kasi sobrang mura naman. More than 50% yung discount, ganyan. And they're asking you to deposit money, hindi pa yung card payment or PayPal, whatever. Wala kang chance ma-withdraw yung pera mo. So, sabi ko, why am I being so hyped about this because of a certain price? So, communication is key. Ngayon, people will ask you, like, paano naman kung kami single, wala kami makausap, diba? So, huwag na kayo makinig ng podcast na to kasi single ka pala.
Hindi para sa iyo to.
Hindi para sa ito. Then, kung single ka, syempre, you have to really research well.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. Ang dami namang YouTubers dyan, di ba? Yung tech community. Tsaka yung mga YouTubers, alamin nyo din if they're sponsored.
Yes, very
some
important.
Some of them, they're just, they're not even reviewing it because they're using it. They're reviewing it because they were obliged to review it. So,
it was sent to them. They have to.
Yeah, I mean, for the podcast, I have a certain group of mentors, advisors when it comes to gear na sila lang pinagkakatiwalaan ko because I know how they started out. I know that they will only review things that they use themselves. So even if they're sent for free, they will not review it if they don't like it. Yun din, consideration din yun. Minsan kasi pupunta ka sa, let's say, a group like Podcast PH, you will ask for recommendations. But you have to ask them, ginamit ba nila talaga yun?
Yeah.
O baka narinig lang din nila yan na, di ba?
Kasi ano eh, syempre pagka ganun, may personal bias ka, di ba? For example, kaya nga dapat, I like it when people, for example, ano ba yung magandang mic for ganito starter? Syempre, ang dami mong consideration eh. Ano ba yung budget mo?
Oo, use case muna. Oo, ano yung lugar mo? Mm-hmm. Diba?
Marami bang aso sa paligid nyo? Oo. Therefore, hindi ka pwede ng ano.
diba? Kasi minsan may sagot agad. Yung mga rin sabihin, what's the good mic? Or refer agad.
Whatever you have. Well, nakakaloka. Ayoko na mga ganong sagot.
If kasi yun eh, I think what's best is you ask them first. Diba? Mm-hmm. Then you can give your suggestion.
True. So, kaya, kasi wala namang ano eh, wala namang iisang generic na mic for starters eh. So it really depends on ano.
Yeah, some people sound good on their phones alone, 'di ba? Because
yes.
they have a good voice modulation, they have a good technique. It depends eh. I mean, there's a lot of context behind a certain purchase. But again, for me, yun nga, wag ka lang sosobra, yung tipong magre-regret ka, magkakaroon ka ng buyer's remorse later on.
Kasi yung pala wala, hindi mo naman nagamit, mal-mal nang binili mo, di ba? So first is, you have a accountability partner.
Then parang second, or you discern with a friend. Kasi minsan, kailangan mo ng outside view eh. Kasi ikaw yung invested emotionally. You want someone that will be logical about it. Di ba? Maybe your friend will tell you na, babala ka bumili ng mic na yan eh. Hindi mo pa ako nababayaran sa utang sa akin.
Kasi realize, why should may utang pala ako dito?
Oh, may utang pa pala ako dito. Di ba?
Yeah.
Totoo yun. Minsan nakakalimutan natin yun eh. So, yes, talk to someone. Beyond yourself.
Then educate yourself. And the third one is, I love what you said about the second-hand
market. Yeah. If it's no issue naman, di ba? Kasi sa Pilipinas, I do understand, mahirap magtiwala sa second-hand. But if you're in countries like here, or maybe in Singapore, that you know that there is a, you know, a group of people na takot man loko.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe something is not an issue kung secondhand siya, then might as well. I mean, for example, my mic that I'm using right now, you know that this is an expensive mic outside if you're young. But I purchased this for 10,000. I even talked to Roma about it, right?
Oh, grabe. So, guys,
so when I saw it, I said, Roma, there's this guy offering it for 10,000 pesos. Sabi niya, lokarit ka ba? Kunin mo na.
Yun, di ba? Enabler. Pero grabe kasi, sabi ko nga, I was even talking to my husband. Kasi nga pinag-usapan natin yan and you know, the audio mixer. And we were like, ang swerte nito. Kasi yung opportunities na you get that, ano, na may second hand. Tapos ang gaganda nung binigay sa yung price. That's not much to use. So parang,
yeah, exactly. I mean, as long as you know, even my phone right now, I mean, I haven't owned, sa mga nakikinig ngayon, I haven't owned a brand new phone for, I don't know, the past 5 years or 6 years.
Mm.
It's all secondhand. The one I'm using right now, I purchased it 2 years ago from a guy. I will always ask, what's your reason for selling? Sabi niya, kasi because of the contract, diba? Every year, nagpapalit. Oh, and then when I got it, I inspected it. I just researched on Google, what do I need to know to find if it's legit or kung walang siyang dead pixel. So the same with the mic. I mean, also, I learned to wait. There is a reward in waiting talaga. Kasi when this mic was offered to me, it was medyo mataas pa siya. Ganun pa rin close to its original price. Nagbaka sakali lang ako. I slashed it 60% agad. Tapos sabi pa sa akin ng seller, no way!
Wala akong makikitang 10,000 ganyan, ano?
Sabi niya sa akin, no way! Ganyan. So anyway, talk to him pa rin. And then sabi ko, you know what? My wife doesn't agree if it's more than a certain 1,000 dirhams. She's not gonna go for it. So, hindi ako na. Nilet go ko.
Mm-hmm.
Una, want lang naman siya, hindi siya need. I mean, we're still using a mic, di ba? After that, I waited. After 2 days, he said like, are you still open for the 10,000 pesos? What do you find? Come to my place. So, so then, yeah, that's how it is. And then there's a box. I still have her. I still consider, for example, secondhand items. Can I still sell it afterwards?
Pwede pa rin
kung
bang?
Merong resale value pa ba? Kasi ako, naalala ko, bumili ako dati Pixel, na Google Pixel, before this phone, from secondhand. And then, binenta ko pa rin siya, third hand na.
Pero okay pa rin yung presyo.
Oo, nabenta ko pa rin. So when I purchased this other second hand, I just paid 5,000 pesos, something like that.
That's amazing! Hindi ako masyadong magaling sa mga ganyan-ganyan kasi nga.
Yun nga, kailangan mo rin patience. Yes. I think it's because of my personality, I find fulfillment also in dealing. Parang, oh, I got a good deal.
You love the
but
process.
But of course, yeah. Of course, there are mistakes pa rin. And, you know, I got blocked a few times for being lowball.
Sa sobrang kuripot. Nangunguri. Nang babarat na kuripot ng babarat.
May nag-reply pa sa akin eh. Sabi niya, eh bakit di mo na lang hingin?
Nakakaloka. Teka lang.
So nireply ko naman, sabi ko, edi akin na. Oh, di ba?
Pwede ba? Pwede naman pala, pinahirapan mo pa ako.
Tatawaran pa tayo, bibigay mo rin pala. So anyway.
So ngayon, Jeric, paano mo naman masasabi na, ah, this one is a good deal. Hindi ko napapakawalan to.
Ayun, of course, since I am not single anymore, as long as it's okay also with Apple. And it's within our budget. Mm-hmm. So we have a certain percentage where we allocate it for fun, like no questions asked account.
Let's I say love
5%
that.
Or 10%. So minsan 5%, minsan 10%. So kung malaki man yung purchase for a few months, hindi ka pwedeng bumili kasi doon na yung 5%. Eh. Parang ganon. So we have that. We've kind of figured out na basta as long as makover na muna yun for investment, savings, tithe, ibig sabihin yung sa church. Basta makover na yun, the rest of the percentages, we have to work it out. It's a habit already that we know how to prioritize.
No, but that's good. Some, they call it the play fund. And then you call it the fun money. Some people call it miscellaneous, you know. Kasi at least
yung miscellaneous ko, super negative na. Sobra over na.
Sabi ng miscellaneous fund niya. Tama na, Jerry. Nagpamakaawa na.
Para awa mo na.
O, papahingay mo naman ako ng ilang buwan, ganyan. O, pero yun nga, I mean, it's important that you, even as couples, meron kayong ganong fund. Kasi nga, paano pag bigla ang gusto nyo? Gusto nyo ng bedding, di ba? Gusto nyo ng magandang bedding. Or minsan, gusto nyo mag-splurge sa food. Di ba?
That's true. I mean, si Apple sa food siya. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's important that you have that without ano yun? Yung impact sa budget nyo is sobra. Na parang, oh, last week kumain tayo ng steak o ano, puro isda muna tayo this cut-off. Di ba yung mga ganun? Kasi like, we understand naman na, of course, we want something naman that's good. Yun nga yung laging ano eh, lumalabas na parang, you have to reward yourself. You have to enjoy your earnings. Pero may...
Responsibly.
Responsibly. Mayroon pa rin, ano, may limit pa din in a sense. Kasi pag hindi, abay, madaling maglustay ng pera.
Madali talaga. Oo. So, like you said, you have to really discern. Sometimes, kahit sinabi ko na hindi na ako bibili this month, but there is an X deal, for example. Grabe yung deal. So, pag-usapan pa din. Di ba? So, darat mayroon pa bang opportunity na ganito, let's say. For example, nga, nung nag-present yung mic na to, sabi niya, sige, go get it. Kung talagang gusto mo, hindi lang tayo kakain ng a few days.
Nakakaloka. Ay, may anak
kainin
pa kayo.
Mo yung mic mo. Kainin mo yung mic mo.
Pero ito, how do you manage the temptation? Bigyan kita example, Jeric. Nakabili ka na ng something na gusto mo for that month. Eh, tapos may dumating
may
na...
May itch.
Hindi, may dumating talagang napakagandang deal.
Pero
limited siya na dapat kunin mo na siya, say, within the week. How do you...
Pre-order pa.
How do you manage that? Kasi parang yun yung ano, yung temptation na, oh my gosh, kailangan kong bilhin to ngayon na kasi baka mamaya, mawala pa. Sayang naman. How do you deal with those?
Exactly.
Ano?
First of all, tinutulog namin. Rule namin yan. If it's something that it's that we had, don't have to decide it right now. Pwede muna maitulog pa yan eh, di ba? For a day.
Kumalma ka muna ganun.
Kumalma ka muna. Siguraduhin mong kailangan mo to. Tapos, then you face it head on. List it out. I can give you a very concrete example. This year, we were discerning of getting a home here in the UAE. So, nandiyan tayo sa deal na yan. Sabi ng boss ko, sabi ng iba na, you have to get now that the market is down. This is the best time to buy a house, ganyan-ganyan. But of course, we have to mortgage it and all of this. And it's a major purchase. Bahay eh. So sa ibang bansa pa, di ba?
Yes.
So, but of course, you're hyping na, you know, we have to get it this week because the promo is after this week. Wala na, hindi na, let's say, I think back then, it was 10% down on the property. Ba? Kasi usually, 25% yung down dito eh. For yan, 5 million yung property.
Mm.
You, kailang mo mag-down ng 25%. But ito, 10% lang. So, nahahype ako. I was looking at it. I was spending my whole day looking at properties and stuff. So, tinulog namin ni Apple. Tapos, pinag-usapan talaga namin. O, compute natin. Eto, I run the numbers. We're sharing a Google Sheet. So, you know, even if I'm at work, she's here. We can talk about it later on at that day. Nakita namin, talagang grabe yung sacrifices na gagawin namin. There was no room for error. To be, for example, if there was an emergency, wala na.
Bala
na yung hospital. Oh, utang na tayo. Kasi nalagay na lahat sa bahay.
Mm-hmm.
Nalagay mo na lahat yung life savings mo. Nalagay mo na sa down payment. So, because this is something really, is it worth it for the amount of sale that this opportunity is presenting? Reality pa rin eh. Balance pa rin. So we decided, wag muna. We just established the emergency fund this year. Let's restore it. Let's fully fund it again. And then by next year, let's save up for the down payment.
I love yung process nyo na talagang pinag-uusapan nyo at iniisa-isa nyo at hinihimay-himay ang bawat figure mm-hmm. sa budget nyo kasi that's very important. Which leads me to my next question, Jeric, na do you think, I mean, I know we medyo obvious naman sa kwentuhan natin today na think anything that has something to do with your finance, you talk about it with Apple, di ba? Pero do you mm-hmm. think in general, pag may partner ka, importanteng i-discuss lahat ng bibilin mo, like buying plans with your partner or your wife or your husband.
Sa amin nga ni Apple, kasi medyo nag-adjust din kami noon. Kasi siya naman, tipong, kaya papadeliver ako ng KFC ha. Alam mo yun, lahat pinapaalam niya. So like, oh, dude, you don't have to tell me everything. Lingga, di ba?
Parang din ako.
Oo. Kasi syempre, sasabihin niya na, okay, kaya pwede pa ako magpa-deliver ng sushi. Tapos makikita ko 30 dirhams. Go naman, kailangan mo ba magpaalam yan? Bumili nga ako ng mic eh. Hindi mo nga alam, nakikipag-deal na ako. Pinaalam ko na lang sa'yo, final na yung deal namin eh. So anyway, yun, you have to, I mean, every couple is different, di ba?
Yeah.
Go with something that will foster better communication. Yung wala masyadong friction kasi nga, baka nga, dahil sa sobrang micromanage yun sa isa't isa, to the point sasabog kayo, just bilang may major purchase kayong gagawin para lang as a point of, para magre-rebelde ka na. Eh, tagal ko nang pinipigil. Tagal mo na ako pinipigilan. Eto na, magwawala na ako. So, it's healthy for us, to be honest. We only have a money date once a month. You know, whenever the salaries come in. Yun lang, doon lang kami nag-uusap. And then we work on percentages nga para flexible. Tapos yung tracking namin, it just became a habit and it's just for us to plan the next month better. Kunyari, this month pala, dami nating eating out. So next one, adjust tayo. Para lang yun dun. Pero like I said, if it's more than 6,000, 7,000 pesos and above, dun lang kami mag-uusap na, okay lang ba?
Mm-hmm.
Padala natin to or what? Pero less than that, hindi kami talaga nag-uusap na kung ano bibili niyang gatas, kung ano bibili niyang dito, or
may trust,
whatever.
May trust kayo sa decision ng isa't isa.
And at the end of the day, we're all connected sa aming accounts. We don't have secret accounts and stuff like that. Supplementary cards kami. So, every transaction, makikita din naman namin.
Mm-hmm.
So, wala na. Hindi na kami tatanungan ng matindi.
Parang, ba't mo binili to? Ano na naman tong charge na to? Ganyan, walang ganon.
Kahapon, may binili ako. Tapos sabi niya, uy, ano to? Ba't may Amazon? Sabi ko, ha? May nakita ko sa cart, mga coloring ng anak natin. Eh, kailangan ko bumili ng isa pang item. Sinabay ko na. Sabi niya, namimili pa ako. Sabi ko, gran naman. Namimili ka pa. 10 dirhams. May nag-iisipan pa ba yan? 140 pesos. Check out mo na yan. Gagamitin naman pang drawing or whatnot. So, ganun.
For the kids, oo.
Meron pa rin ganun talaga. Pero yun nga. Siguro what's important is both of you would have to discuss your financial fears. When we started our marriage kasi, we had the saving your marriage before it starts assessment. And there was a money part there. So alam na namin yung financial fears namin. Si Apple is the fear of the lack of security. For me, it's the fear of not being able to achieve what I want. Alam din namin yung personal profiles namin. So, na-foster na namin yung open communication na when we talk about money, hindi kami nagja-judge or hindi kami nagsisisihan, walang blame game. But it's all about na-iisa lang yung money namin eh. people are even asking me, do I have an issue na si Apple yung
nag-awa,
who earns more than I do?
Yeah.
No, she earns more than I do. So, wala. Wala rin issue sa akin. Sabi ko, wala. Yumaman nga ako eh, kasi combined. Diba? So, yung iba kasi diba may issue na gano'n
yeah,
na.
Yeah, because ego, so diba? Ego ng lalaki.
Or, yeah. Or whoever is working, siya lang yung may call sa finances. Mm. I mean, for us, it's not the same. So, for us, it's married as long as we talk about it in a healthy way. Hindi naman yung controlling way.
Mm. I love it. I love yung ano dynamics ng relationship nyo. And that's one thing kasi that, you know, syempre nagiging modern na talaga ngayon. And of course, we respect naman others who have their separate accounts, who have their joint accounts. Again, yeah, iba-iba ang dynamics.
So, walang secret account? Yung talaga may pa-secret account? Alam ko talaga. Oy, shout out sa mga kaibigan ko may secret accounts. Marireveal at marireveal yan. Trust me.
Ano, you know, it's hard to have that secret account. Kasi ako, I had a friend. The dad died. Wala ka alam-alam yung mom. So when the
mayroon
dad,
parang secret account.
Yeah, when the dad died, they had to go through a lot of, you know, lawyers and, you know,
para
process.
Para lang makuha yung pera.
Kasi hindi sila aware na mayroon palang ganun. Nakita na lang nila dun sa, I mean, it's gonna, if ever something happens, mahihirapan din yung mapag-iiwanan mo, di ba? Pero, mm-hmm, yun nga, I mean, going back to the point, iba-ibang dynamics ng couple, but it's always important that you talk about your finances, especially if you really plan to get married or, mm-hmm, you know.
Or the purchases in general also,
yeah,
di ba?
Kasi
kahit
ano,
minsan maliit lang, baka naman regular. Ay, hindi ko nasasabihin sa misis ko kasi maliit lang naman eh.
Mm-hmm.
Kaso, regular naman. Alam mo yung compounded na, alam kami ganyan. Maliit lang daw naman ang nilalagay niya. Kaya hindi niya na sinabi. Until it became a full-blown debt because binibet niya sa online sabong.
Oh
di
my god.
Maliliit lang. Oh, maliliit lang, di alam ng misis. Tapos din sinasabi kasi nakakabayad pa rin naman sila ng renta and everything. And then eventually,
it became an addiction na naging malaking utang.
Yes, naging araw-araw na yung betting from once a month to weekly to daily. So,
kasi yun nga eh, imagine wala siyang accountability partner. Na walang nagre-remind sa kanya parang, uy honey, wait lang. Parang ano ah, dumadalas
wait
yung
lang,
paglalagay
ano,
mo ah.
Oo. Oo. Tinola na yung ano mo, yung pato mo, di pa rin nananalo.
Lutong talunan na eh. Binibet mo pa, naglalagay ka pa rin ng pera
exactly
dyan. Diba?
Bet ka pa ng bet dyan.
Yung mga ganun. And for us naman, kaming mag-asawa, because syempre sabi ko nga, this is a continuous learning. In the recent years, ang amin naman, every year, we talk about ano yung gusto naming bilhin for each of us.
Mm.
So
wow,
that nakaprogram.
May parang reward, may end year reward pala kayo.
Oo, parang nakaprogram na yung utak namin na, oh sige, ito yung gusto nating ma-achieve. For example, sa akin, sa podcast ko. So sabi niya, tapos tinutulungan.
Parang year planning na yan in advance for next year, parang gano'n.
Oo, parang, halimbawa,
parang gusto ko rin gano'n yan.
Nung 2019, tama ba yun? Nung 2019, sabi ko, gusto ko nang mag-upgrade ng setup. So I had to do my research and then I have to calculate. Sabi ko ganun, teka lang, magsaset ako ng budget. Pero pag sumobra dito, ayoko na. Hindi, kung bibili man ako, hindi sabay, isa-isa. Kasi at para makita mo rin na oh, ito yung pinaghahandaan natin, pero wag kang mag-alala kasi 'di ba minsan pag sabay-sabay, parang ang laki ng presyo. Pero you have to explain.
No,
you have to explain na hindi naman.
Ako may presentation ako, may keynote presentation ako.
For approval.
Parang Apple presentation. And now I present to you the new Shure SM7B.
Tama, wag ganyan, di ba? Pero, I mean, in a way, alam namin, for example, siya naman sa bike, na sabi niya, this time I want to build my bike. So I was like, okay, sige, so where will you start? So we know, saan tayo mag-umpisa? Ano yung starting price mo? And then ano yung mga accumulating gastos mo in the coming months? Kasi minsan, sabi mo, hindi, ito lang yan. Ito lang sa umpisa. Pero pag nag-roll out na yan ng dire-diretso, minsan mas malaki yun.
That's why it's very important to really plan and to even track it. Like for example, for our podcast show, we have an inventory list. Inventory lahat yan. From the up to the smallest battery, I list
that's
it out.
Nice.
Para we're dead on face na, oh, ito na yung nagagastos mo. So, stop ka muna.
Ano? That's good.
1 million na pala. Na-joke lang.
Maluloka sila. Oh my God.
Hindi naman.
Million so, na pala
least,
ito.
Nakikita ko kung ano talaga, ito na yung mga nagastos mo. Kasama pati yung mga software, I include it on our sheet.
Mahal.
Which Apple
mahal
also,
mga software.
Nabili mo na ba yung ano?
Which
Apple sees. So, yeah. Ayun.
Tama. Ito na, tanungin kita naman. What's your worst gastos? Ever.
Worst gastos. Oh my gosh. Dami.
Top two.
Okay. Siguro, on the top of my head, recent, no? Jump rope.
Bakit
during
naman
the pandemic,
ba't naging gastos naman? Di ba mura lang yun?
Like you said, every field has its own Lamborghini.
Oh my God. You
has
got
its own Bentley. Has its own Rolls Royce.
You got
version.
The Bentley of ano, jumping rope, gano'n?
Yeah, I got the Bentley of the jumping rope. So basically, when nung nag-lockdown, na ano ako sa jumping rope. Na, pag dito,
humaling.
Ako. Oo, na humaling. Kasi dami kasi ito si La Ellen Adarna. Lahat nag jumping rope, di ba? So ako din. So sabi ko, bad trip naman tong jumping rope kong. Pangit. Hindi ako makatalo ng maayos. Ganun ko kaya mahal. Yan. So I went to ano to a lot of faces. So I bought this cross rope. So cross rope is like $100 or above. Parang ganyan.
Wow.
Basta mahal yan mga yan. So I went there. So sabi ko, ay! Medyo flat foot ako, kailangan bumili ako ng tamang shoes for jump roping. So yung shoes na yan, nandun pa rin sa cabinet.
Alam
so
mo,
yung ganyan.
Ano talaga lalaking version ko itong si Jeric eh.
Tapos sasabihin ni Apple, oh, bakit di ko nag-jump? So ko, babalik din ako dyan, chill ka lang. Kasi anong nangyari noon, pandemic, this
ganyan
room was, this is my jump rope room before and then my sister moved in kasi nga nagkaroon ng, nawalan ng trabaho and stuff like that. So, ginawa ko excuse yun, hindi na ako makapag-jump rope kasi ginagamit na yung kabilang kwarto eh. Eh, ayoko na umakit sa gym sa taas kasi alam mo na, pandemic. Mga ganyan-ganyan ba? Ayun, nandun siya. Nandun yung jump rope na yun.
Nakatabi.
Galing pang US yun eh. Oh. Anyway, like you said, every field can have its moment.
Yeah, true. Mm.
For me kasi even if it's expensive but you're using it regularly, no problem.
I agree.
Yeah.
Parang ito, for example,
instead
itong
of,
upuan na to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's cheap, for example, it's sale. You bought it because it's sale. Tapos you're not using it. That for me is more expensive than an expensive product that you're using.
Yes.
Kasi hindi mo naman ginagamit eh. Nag-accumulate ka lang. And na-hype ka lang kasi sale siya. Again, ang punot dulo nito, if you have peace, payapa ka sa binili mo, then it's okay.
Pero yung tipong binili mo, masaya ka, pero after nun, meron kang parang binabagabag ka. Oo, yung ganyang feeling na parang nakakakonsensya. Ibig sabihin, baka hindi nga tama yung decision mo to buy that. Diba?
And be ready to let go, diba? Hindi talaga eh.
Mm-hmm. So, yun, which is important. So dapat, kumbaga maging intentional ka rin sa bibilin mo.
True.
What's the best financial advice that you received that you may want to share to our listeners?
Ah, siguro yung ano, it's very cliche. It's very, you know it already, but a lot of people don't do it. First of all is you have to pay yourself first. Yun talagang pinaka-importante. And how do you pay yourself first is by doing the old classic budget. Yun talaga yun eh. If you direct your money to where it should go, at the very beginning of the month, then hindi ka na mag-worry na nasan to, nasan. If you ask me right now, nasan to, nasan yung pera. Every single thing is allocated for us up to the last cent. So, yun sa amin, inuuna namin lagi yung sarili namin. You always pay off. For example, for credit card, you have to always pay it in full. So, pay yourself first. That's very important because later on, i-harvest mo yun. Which I've been investing since 2012. So, it works. I mean, investment works. It seems that it's not working, pero compound interest is one of the greatest things that you can have in your financial journey.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your budol tips and stories on the show, Tatay Jeric. So can you please invite them to, ano, to listen to your podcast? Kasi, you know, you have a lot of shows.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, anyway, I just want to promote one show, langgaspeaks.com. Langgaspeaks podcast po ang aming main show. And that's it. You can get in touch with us. We talk about everything. Not really everything. But we talk about more on the preparation for marriage. Yeah. Pre-marriage, mga singles na gustong mag-go through this married journey. Maybe you can save your marriage before it starts. So you can listen into langaspics.com. And if you listen in and you find that our sound can be better, please do recommend your wish list suggestions. And I am open to just browse it.
Talaga ba? Browse lang ba talaga?
Browse lang. Yeah, I am very sure that I will go and check those
links.
Links for you.
All right. Once again, Jeric Raval. Ay, ano pala? Jeric Defante of Langa Speaks Podcast. And to you who is listening, nakarelate ka ba? Let us know what you think and share your comments to us. Also, remember to check the rest of my episodes and follow my official accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search That Broken Eye Podcast. So, paano? Maglalaba pa ako. This is your friendly neighbor, Gastadora, na palaging pinapaalala na... Hindi ito scam, but keep an open mind. That Broke Pinay Podcast, you needed this in your life. Until our next episode, bye!